This is Dr. Sundar Jitendra Abhidhaste calling Ask a Video Question. Jeffrey Schechter, date of birth is 4/16/1970, and you can be sure history of former father, history of diarrhea, history of dysphagia, history of gut, history of nuclear infernal glycation, history of magnesium, Dr. Sarkar Pishar, Dr. Monsieur Pishar, Bishop Lothar Shibar, Shaman, Lekar, Napoleon, Bishop Jiri Biopsy, and Kulaski with cold polytechnic, Kulaski heart force, heart snake polytechnic, Kulaski before biopsy, Kulaski with cold polytechnic, Kulaski heart snake polytechnic, Kulaskopy with full biopsy, to good adequate hemostasis. Patient appeared to be having left side now closed off the picture. In the 20 center from the anus rectus sigmoid area, appeared to be a thickened pole, suspicious thickened pole was noted. It could be just inverted wide diabetic close to the possibility. But because the atypical ratio, I did the biopsy of the thickened pole, dural and the tubular serenoma or tubular edema, and also tattooed proximal distal fold above, fold below, but to tattoo the area for future reference. Patient appeared in left side are close, diffuse left side are close, also for blank rectum, no ethnic proctitis, randomized waiting for rectum, romaxa, inflammation, rectal patient, situation, greater than grade 2 intramural bleeding, research, which are appearing of no complication. Finally, number one question, circulation of esophagus, biopsy of esophagus from the mid proximal esophageal origin, generalized to the esophagus, number two, dysplasia, biopsy of dengue of esophagus, question starts to matter about no, number four, a cerebral fundal flexion changes, number five, mild to moderate erosive gastroid biopsy, number five, number six, severe erosive duodenitis with a superficial multiple duodenal ulceration, biopsy against fragile, number four, lastly, the thickened, number five, suboptimal prep, number six, torsiform, number seven, left side down close, number eight, fecal polyp times one, 3 millimeter remove the cold, remove the complete by the cold polypectomy. And number nine, ascending colon polyp semi-epidural, remove the heart stent for subsequent no postpartum bleeding over the post-polytectomy using lead. So I placed a metal clip on with adequate hemostasis. Chicken folds, number 10, chicken fold noted at 27 from the anus, which could be like inverted white diverticulum, but because of the typical nature of it, I did the biopsy of it and injected the blacking above and below it to mark there for the future reference. And patient left with our closes and great to get through into hyper noticing. The colonoscopy was done up to term ileum, noticing ileatic colitis and proctitis, but randomized with renal max confirmation because patient having diarrhea recognition. Away for the esophagus biopsy, because the possible reason of esophagitis will treat accordingly with the fluent. That's for protocol number two, continue protocol number three. Away for the biopsy of the G junction, if the possible comes a negative for barrier esophagus. Because negative for bear, sir, I'm going to repeat the patient back upper endoscopy in about 6 months follow up with this diffuse numerous duodenal ulceration. Away from the stomach, for healing of a chronic recovery. Start patient with protonic polygon and trichili, and start patient also cater for the 1 gram TID. Away from the polypathology and away from the thickened fold biopsy. If the thickened fold biopsy comes positive with tubular edema, tubular velar carcinoma. Then refer the patient for a colonoscopy with possible EMR. Otherwise, if there comes out and if that comes out positive for high grade dysplasia, the patient is going to go for surgery for possible segmental resection. If it comes out negative for high grade dysplasia, negative for tubular adenoma or tubular villus adenoma, then bring the patient back in about 6 months for with adequate prep, colonoscopy because of optimal prep, away from the polypathology, advice to check out with water, the stool sample, and the civil function preparation is in for fair follow-up treatment and addition to the patient primary care provider, Dr. Hue Wu, and copy Dr. Parham Saturday, May 13th to 23rd, May 13th to 23rd, patient.